This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, Insane Broadcasting, and it gets worse. America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, as always, and we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. The rottenest, no goodest, biggest piece of crap you ever want to listen to on the radio. And people, you're right. Hey, I can be a big piece of crap like the rest of us. I can be whatever I call everybody else because, see, we're human beings. But more than that, we live in a great country. We live in this great United States of America where we can say what the hell we want. We can't threaten anybody. We can't intimidate anybody. But we can sure give our opinion, and that's what I do today and every day. And if the niggers get mad because I give my opinion. So I get mad when the niggers walk down the street with their pants down their ass. You can see the crack of their ass when they got their gold grills, when they got their hair braided, when they got all this nigger crap. That offends me, but I keep on trucking. So niggers, you're going to have to keep on trucking if you know what I mean, and I think you do. Hey, speaking of niggers, I was the one that actually broke this story a week and a half ago. Jussie Smollett, you remember this nigger ass wipe race, and he's a racist bastard, a race baiting nigger bastard. This bastard from Empire, the star, one of the stars of Empire, when he said he got accosted, I said, that's a damn lie. Remember, people, I said that from day one. I was the only white son of a bitch on the radio throughout this entire country that said he was a lousy, lying son of a bitch and nigger, a racist nigger. But now it comes to find out that people in his neighborhood cast doubt on the attack. The FBI's got involved. And here's the funny part, and I'm going to play a part in a minute. The two gentlemen that they said, that he said could have been involved in the incident, they happen to be from Nigeria. Now, I don't think there's many white guys living in Nigeria. Now, I could be wrong, but more so than that, I don't think there's many white guys living in Nigeria that are on the cast or work with the people at the show Empire. I don't believe it, but I could be wrong. I've never been, but I could be at some point in time. But let me tell you, people, here's what's happening. Now, let me give you a recap. Come to find out that, as I said yesterday, they found a bottle, and I'm reading it off the wire. They're near the foot of the stairway to the Lowell's restaurant. Now, this is in a real trendy part of Chicago, next to the Sheridan Hotel and the Lowell's restaurant and the Lowell's hotels. The assailant allegedly punched Smollett in the face. You saw one little scratch. Doused him with the liquid, believed to be bleach, tied a rope around his neck in an underpass between the two hotels. Last week, and said the Post traced Smollett's likely route to the underpass from a 24-hour Subway sandwich shop where he was eating a tuna fish sandwich. Usually guys like tuna fish more than gay guys, and a salad. It's near the foot of the stairwell, the Post found an empty hot sauce bottle that was partially filled with a clear liquid that smelled like bleach. The police seized the bottle, turned it over to the FBI. It's unbelievable. Now they're finding out, and listen to this. This is on the Chicago station. Listen to this. I bring all this crap out, people, and I keep pounding on it because these niggers always pound on white people are racist. Everything is a white person's fault. I'm so tired of hearing that crap the last 5-10 years. I could about throw up. It pisses me off. But the white community sits back. No, let's just let it go. You white people have been saying that for 10, 15 years. I just let it go. It'll go away. No, it's not going away, people. It's not going away until we stop it. It's not going away until we address this reverse racism. It's not going away until we stand up, not against the black community, but stand up far and speak loud and proud for the white community. That's why I continue to harp on this reverse racism. But now here's Channel 2 in Chicago talking about this Jesse Smollett deal.
With both of those men for much of the day. She says that both of them were picked up at O'Hare last night at Customs. They were actually in Nigeria visiting family, and at some point last night, Chicago police were also at their family's home and ransacked it. I want to show you some of that video from inside the home. We were allowed in. This is that video. I spoke with a family member who was inside at the time. She says that she heard loud banging at the front door, and then that door came crashing down. A flood of CPD officers followed. She says that she was patted down by an officer. She was asked many questions, and the woman says that officers also took a number of items from the home, items like electronics, shoes, receipts, bleach, a red hat, and other household items. Both men do know Smollett, according to their attorney. Both men have actually appeared as extras on the show Empire, and claims that both men do not understand why they were picked up. I spoke with her just moments ago.
The people of interest, my clients, they do know Jesse. They have worked with him on Empire. My preliminary investigations show that on set, it's very tight. They're all very cordial with each other. So they're baffled why they are people of interest.
And the surveillance image that you see now, that was released by Chicago police. That image was considered persons of interest right now. Chicago police saying that those persons of interest, they are not suspects, but they are believed to be in the area, that those men were in the area of the time that crime occurred. So again, that is the image that Chicago police released shortly after this, after going through hours of surveillance footage. But again, at this point, there is no actual surveillance camera footage of the alleged attack that Jesse Smollett has described in such detail. Of course, we will have much more coming up tonight at 10.
You people understand? Now, there's a nigger that lied. Now, the cops, they still want his phone. And you know what the stupid nigger, ass-white bastard, the racist, the black supremacist racist said? The police wanted to take his phone and download the data off of the phone. And he said he couldn't be without his phone for several hours. Now, what's he, a telephone operator, or is he an actor? What do you mean you can't be without your phone for several hours when you want to catch the assailants that assaulted you to put a rope around your neck? You lousy lying nigger. It just pisses me off. But do you people understand what's going on with this situation? The FBI's involved. Everybody's involved. The two people walking down the street on the other side, he knew. They worked on the set of Empire together. Now they're saying that they may have been part of the situation, and I kind of doubt it. I think this Smollett got caught up, and he said, oh, those two guys there. Those two guys were from Nigeria. We've got a caller. Go ahead. Let's get this Tim about Nigeria. Go ahead, Tim, and don't give me a history lesson on Nigeria. Go ahead.
I'm not going to give you a history lesson. Anyway, I was over in Africa, not Nigeria specifically, but I was in the military over there, and me being an American white man, over in Africa, they call all Americans or anyone that is white in color a Mzungu. Mzungu. And these aren't niggers, these are Africans. They would come to us with their hands held out. Give me money, give me money, give me food, give me football.
Well, wait a minute. Hey, I gotta interrupt you, Tim. They were niggers. They weren't Africans. If they're begging for money, they're not proud black people. They're niggers, but go ahead.
True. And that is, but I feel that that's the society that it's came to here in America. These, quote, niggers that claim to be African Americans think that they are entitled to something. That is the problem. That's the real problem today. They think that we as Americans owe them something. I've worked my ass off. I've served this country. I've been over there and seen 2-year-old kids carrying a 5-gallon jerry can for miles to have water. You know, but they think that we owe them something because of the Africans, and they are now Americans. Well, over there in Africa, I was served with black men who were not niggers. They were black men, and they served right next to me. And the Africans hated them because of the privilege that they have being an American.
Yeah. You know, Tim, I agree with you, and I salute you for your service to our great country, because, as always, it's because of you guys that I can sit here and speak free. But I disagree with you, Tim. We owe the black community the niggers, the white community the crackers, the hunkies, the illegal Hispanic community. We owe them all in this great country of ours. We owe them the opportunity. We owe everyone the opportunity to be successful. We owe everyone the opportunity to work your ass off and make sure your family's taken care of. We owe everyone the opportunity to live in a safe, free country. We always offer that opportunity, but if people, both black and white, don't take that opportunity, then that's on them. But the niggers, the crackers, the hunkies, these bastards all, and you're right, Tim, we don't owe them a damn thing. We don't owe these niggers a damn thing, but they've been getting everything. You heard about this Blue Sky. I talked about this Blue Sky Grill, where these niggers didn't want to pay a mandatory 20% tip, 30 of them at a birthday party. So there was a big ruckus. Somebody called the police. The police come out. It wasn't the police's fault. They got called out. But the owners, for whatever reason, the white owners apologized. They were in Florida, I believe, and they apologized. But this nigger Gaston, the president of the NAACP in St. Louis, says that's not enough. That's not good enough. What the hell do you mean that's not good enough? They did nothing wrong, and they apologized. But I say that to make the point, no matter what you do, and I've been around proud black people, great people, but I've been around niggers too, and no matter what you do for a nigger, it ain't never enough. And they think because you have white skin that you owe them something. All I owe them, and nothing violent, but I like to put my foot up their ass. All I owe them is one of my feetses up their asses, if you know what I mean. But I bring this stuff out, people. You get on, again, every news media, every radio station, talking about the wall. I've heard about the wall for the last 2 days. It's different hosts talking about the same damn thing. I'm tired of hearing about the wall. I want to hear about local issues. I want to hear about issues that really affect me today and every day. And this racist crap does affect me. It affects me mentally. I sit there, I get so pissed off sometimes I can't even think. I think, when are these niggers ever going to back up? And then I think, hey, I need to listen to myself. They're not going to back up until we back them up. But now this Jesse Smollett situation, I said a week and a half ago, I thought it was a hoax. That's what the police are saying. Now they're trying to get all this information together, and this Smollett, he's not being cooperative. Again, did you hear what he said, people? They wanted to take his phone and download it, but he expressed he couldn't be without his phone for several hours. It's getting to be quite, quite stupid. I think the police know it's a false report. I think they've got the FBI investigating. Now, but you know, here's the bad thing about this, people. Everybody will know that doesn't, I didn't know what Empire was. I went through the channels and I saw a bunch of niggers jumping around, so I turned it to another channel. I can go any place and see a bunch of, I can go to North St. Louis, see a bunch of niggers jumping around. I don't need to watch it on television. But now everybody knows about Empire, don't they? Everybody knows about that show. And I think a lot of people will watch it one time when they see the nigger propaganda. It'll be gone. But to bring this to light, and I'm tired of hitting on it, I don't give a damn about this Jesse Smollett. That's not the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to make is these niggers can go around and they can say that a white boy did something. They can say that white people are racist, and everybody goes along with it. Nobody ever questions them. Nobody ever counters them. Nobody ever says, hey, you're wrong. Because if you say they're wrong when they are wrong, you're a racist. But again, I think white people are finally wising up. I think white people are getting smart. But I sit here and every day when I'm out in the community, and I think to myself, why the hell do we have to put up with this? I see a lot of proud black people, talk with a lot of proud black people today and every day. And it's a shame that they get put in this mix. And they tell me, from postmen to professional people to laborers, black, proud black people, thank you, Bob, for separating us. They talk to me every day. They're not mad. They're happy that somebody's got the guts to call these niggers out. See, a nigger won't call a black person out, and a black person doesn't want to be around a nigger. So the niggers, what do? They harass the white people because they know they're going to get something from the white people. They know if they say something happened like this asswipe Jesse Smollett, that I believe lied about this whole incident, and I hope he gets charged. I hope he gets charged with some kind of federal crime, because that in itself, if he said all this crap happened and they yelled, make America great again, they were two white guys, and call him a faggot, I hope he gets charged. I hope he gets charged with a hate crime. That's going to stop some of this crap, people. That's going to stop it. And if we don't get together, it ain't never going to stop. Hey, I want to go, because you know I'm an animal lover, and I hope most you people are. This asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing bastard, this spick, this no-good Paul Garcia, an asswipe, mother-screwing piece of crap, a guy named Paul Garcia from Jefferson County, this bastard, this low life, living under a rock, inbred, sleazy, greasy, spick, hot tamale-eating piece of crap, this son of a bitch took a dog that wasn't even his. Don't know how he got it. This man bound a dog's legs and mouth with duct tape, then threw it out the window of his vehicle in rural Jefferson County, Missouri, when a deputy found it in a ditch about 12 hours later. The sheriff of the county said a deputy on patrol found the dog Saturday. The black and brown dash hound was cold, malnourished, and possibly suffering from contusions and concussions. Temperatures at night were in the mid-teens. They named the dog Jimmy, the workers had found him. On Thursday, Paul Garcia of Barnhart, Missouri, was charged with felony animal abuse and armed criminal action. This no good son of a bitch ought to do 40 years. That son of a bitch ought to do life. Because see, a bastard that does this to a poor defenseless animal, you ought to see. I've got a picture of this. This dog's dog tied. Has masking tape all around his muzzle, all around his mouth. You ought to see this pathetic picture. This no good spick son of a bitch, probably an illegal bastard, wrapped electrical duct tape around the dog's mouth before dumping it out. Didn't even give the dog a fighting chance. He's held in lieu of $50,000 bond. They took the duct tape, and I want to salute the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department. They took the duct tape and they heated it up after it was frozen. They got some fingerprints, and it came up to Garcia, came up on the database, so apparently he was a criminal before then. It says Garcia was not the owner, and they're still searching for the owner. But people, I tell you, you got to get a post-disgrace, get it out of the trash. And look at that picture of this dog they named Jimmy. It's pathetic. This son of a bitch. See, I'm not violent, but I tell you what. I'd take a rod and I'd gouge his eyes out. I'd shove it up his ass and I'd beat him to death. And I'm not a violent person. This man that does this to a poor defenseless animal, what do you think when he's walking the street, what he'll do to an innocent child, defenseless child? So whenever you legislators, whenever you say, hey, it's animal abuse, don't give them 6 months. Don't give them probation. Make it a mandatory 20, 30, 40 years. You look at this picture, people, and I'll tell you what. If you have any ounce of decency in your body, I don't care if you like animals or not, this will make you cringe. Paul Garcia from Barnhart, Missouri. What a rotten, greasy, spick bastard you are. It pisses me off. I'm reading the St. Louis American. It's a nigger propaganda newspaper. And they had a section last week about Martin Luther Kuhn. This is for Andy's Seasoning. It's a seasoning place over on Choteau Avenue in St. Louis. And it's got a picture of Martin Luther Kuhn. And it's got, I have a dream. That's all it has. And it's got manufacturers of seasoned salt, chicken, and fish breadings, custom breadings and batters, Andy's Seasoning Incorporated. Now, why would you niggers at the St. Louis American, you racist niggers, why would you let anybody put something like this, disrespecting Martin Luther Kuhn, in the paper? Of course, it's colored, and it's probably a $500 ad. That's why the St. Louis American, this propaganda newspaper, that's why they did it. Because it's a bunch of nigger propaganda. You ought to see this. How insulting this is to Martin Luther Kuhn. It's got Andy's Seasoning with their cow logo, their bull logo. Got a picture of Martin Luther Kuhn. It's got I Have a Dream. And then it's got manufacturers of seasoned salt, chicken and fish breadings, custom breadings and batters. Now why I ask, would the St. Louis American, a proud black newspaper, my ass, why would they allow this in a newspaper? Now, if it was in a white newspaper, I'm showing it to my producer and she's just laughing. It's unbelievable. But see, niggers can be niggers. Niggers can talk about niggers. White people can't say niggers, but niggers can. So as long as niggers can say niggers, Bob Romanek's going to say nigger. Hey, and I knew this a couple days ago. I couldn't say anything about it, but they had 25 guns stolen in a Swansea Rural King there off 159 on Tuesday. They released the photo, and you can just about tell it's niggers, but I ask, why isn't the news media, why don't the politicians let the police officers give the race of these criminals? They never do that anymore. They say 5'2", 150 pounds, black shirt and red pants. If you have any additional information, call the police. Well, hell, the additional information you guys aren't giving out. And I don't think it's the police department's fault. It's the politician's fault. It's the media's fault because they don't want to say, well, it's a black guy. Then the niggers come and say, well, hell, the last 10 times there was robberies, the last 10 times there were home invasions, you said it was black. Well, because they were black, they were niggers. That's exactly why. I'm not going to say it was a white guy robbed a store when it was a nigger. And it's crap at the Belleville West High School. I'd like to know, why the hell can't we get the names and pictures of these juveniles? They say, oh, it's a juvenile. We're sending them over to the juvenile authorities. Are you crazy? The police said that threats were not credible at Belleville West. But they arrested a 15-year-old male student on Wednesday for bringing a loaded gun. Now, why won't they issue his name? Why won't they show a picture? I want to know who this violent son of a bitch is. And you say, well, he's only a child. He's 15. You heard me yesterday, and I'm reading it right now out of the nigger newspaper. Five teens charged with murder. Five niggers from ages 12 to 16. You understand me? 12 to 16. They've been charged with criminal homicide in juvenile court. That means they get out when they're 21. You ought to see these nappy-headed niggers. You ought to see these nappy head, and I say that with all the disrespect that I can muster up in my old decrepit body. Three girls, ages 12, 14, and 15, and two boys, ages 12 and 16. They drove by. They tried to steal this guy's car coming out of his house. A white guy. Of course, it's a white guy. You know that. Well, number one, a nigger. A nigger doesn't own a car. They steal a car, and then another nigger steals it from the nigger. But he was a 24-year-old white guy. Had the rest of his life, 30, 40, 50, 60 years left. Walks out of his house. Wasn't able to get back in his house. They shoot him to death. These juveniles. They're juveniles. So that murder's not so bad because niggers. Do you hear me, people? Five niggers from 12 to 16 years old. Going to carjack the guy, white guy. Yeah, they're going to go to the white. It's not a hate crime. Why don't they go to the nigger into town and kill a nigger taking his car? And see, maybe I get a little carried away, people, but that's what I'm thinking. And I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking, and it pisses me off. But you ought to see these nappy-headed niggers kill this poor white guy, getting into his car, going to work, 12, 14, 15, and 16 years old. But now, this newspaper has their pictures, doesn't have their name. I don't know how the hell they could put their pictures together. But it says all five are known to police and to the court system. But you can't give their names? Can't give their names because they're juveniles. This just goes to show you, people. You can be 12 years old and gun some person down. And if you gun some person down at 12-year-old, why the hell are we treating them as juveniles? They're violent killers. And I'm not just talking about the blacks. There's enough white bastard juveniles that have done just as serious of crimes. There's enough of them hunkies and crackers that kill not only black people, they kill white people. Think about it. But our judicial system says we can't give their names. We can't identify them because they're juveniles. How many juveniles have went into schools and killed people needlessly, mass killings, but we can't identify them? We have to treat them as juveniles in juvenile court? Are you crazy? This nigger, this son of a bitch, if he gets convicted when he's 21, he'll be out of jail. He'll be out of jail. I don't understand it. But I see here they give their names. Now, I don't know why some newspapers give their names. Some people identify them, but I'm glad this racist newspaper identified them. Because I'd like to know who the hell's out there at 14, 15, 16 years old that's out there trying to kill somebody. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Well, the party was nice, the party was pumping.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, yo.
and everybody having a ball.
Yippee-i-oh.
Until the fellas start the name calling.
Yippee-i-oh.
And the girls respond to the call. I hear a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio as always, and we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
Side. Again, this is the only radio station that is connected to WAR Radio, the WAR Radio Network. People, do you understand? White Awareness Radio. Not WAR against the proud black community. Not even WAR against the niggers. White Awareness Radio. Everybody knows about BET television. Everybody knows about the NAACP. Everybody knows about the Black Congressional Caucus, Black Miss America, black, and black whatever. Let's get white people out on the forefront again. There's room for both. And that's what I'm trying to do with the WAR Radio Network, the first and only radio network that has the guts to stand up for the white community, has the guts to take when somebody says I'm a racist. No, I'm a realist. And I'm just tired of this crap, and I'm going to continue to be tired of this crap as long as I get up in the morning and I see a proud white man in the mirror. Not a perfect white man, not perfect by any means, but a proud white man, a hardworking white man, a white man who wants to make this country greater than it already is. You're going to hear my voice. If you don't like it, turn it off. I just wonder, whatever happened to Kevin Stein Crossdresser? I was going through my notes. And I see here, and again, people, if you're white, and even if you're proud and black, the man said Martin Luther King, and I keep pounding on it because I have to send this message out. He says, I have agreed to step away from the anchor desk. I will begin working to regain your trust. I know the work I need to do will take time, and I will do everything I can to address the pain that I've caused. Now, see, that's what pisses me off. What pain when he said coon? What pain if I just said coon? I don't see niggers dying over in North St. Louis because Bob Romanek saying nigger and saying coon and disrespecting not the proud black community, but the niggers. I don't see one nigger dying. I don't think I'm responsible for one death of a nigger. I don't think. Now, maybe I am, and if I am, then maybe I'm guilty. I don't advocate violence like the niggers do, like Jameel Nasheed says, I hope the president gets assassinated, like these niggers that want to see the president gone, all these violent niggers, all these destructive niggers. I'm not a destructive white guy. I don't want to blow up anything. I don't want to beat up a police car. I don't want to see violence to anybody. But I'll be damned, I'm going to stand there and take it. Niggers are mad because and hurt because Martin Luther or Kevin Steincrosser called Martin Luther Kuhn, said Martin Luther Kuhn, didn't say Kuhn, didn't say King. He mispronounced the word. I never mispronounce the word because it's not a mispronounced word when I say it. I'm making my own language up like the niggers do. I can't understand half these niggers out in the street with his Bojangle bull crap. I don't give a damn. And I can get pissed because I am pissed. But it pisses me off that he's sorry. You understand, people? Do you understand, proud white and proud black? Kevin Steincross, boy, you're a weak son of a bitch. You're not a proud white person. Or you wouldn't have got down on your knees and begged for forgiveness for something you didn't do. You understand? But he's going to address, do everything I can to address the pain that I caused. What kind of pain, saying Kuhn? But see, people, that's it. The niggers, you hear what I say, the niggers get away with it. They push us white people down, and we don't get back up as long as a nigger. No, let's lay here. Let's play like we're dead. The niggers are around. Wait until they leave, and then we'll get up and be proud white. No, you're not proud and white if you don't stand up for these niggers, if you don't stand up to them and say, listen, I'm not against you black bastards. I am for the white community. Do you people understand? You understand what I'm telling you? They want us to be ashamed to be white. They want us to be ashamed that we worked hard and we've got something. Not just the proud white. I'm talking about the proud black. They want us to be ashamed because we get up and work every day. We're away from our families. We sacrifice to protect and feed our families. These niggers want us to be ashamed. Are you crazy? We've got some callers. Go ahead, Lloyd, you're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob.
Yes, sir.
Lloyd Bush.
Hey, Lloyd, hi, this is the ex-mayor of Smith. And Lloyd, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing real good, young man. Hey, I like everything you say. I listen to you daily.
Well, thank you for taking the time, sir.
But I have a question.
Go ahead.
On your comments about the 12, 13, 14-year-old juveniles.
Okay.
You'd be an ex-policeman. What would you do with the 12-year-old?
You know what, Mayor? You know what I'd do with the 12-year-old? I would treat him like a no-count, greasy killer, a nigger killer that he is. I treat him no different than I treat a white 14-year-old or a white 80-year-old or a black 80-year-old. I would treat him like a vile, violent killer, and I'd give him the death penalty at 12 because, you know, Mayor, at 12, 14, 16, if they put them through the juvenile system, when they're 21, they're out, and they're going to kill again, agree or not.
I agree. My suggestion would be, Bob, we need to hold the parents responsible if they're not raising their kids.
Well, Mayor, you know what, Mayor, I agree with you, but, you know, this is the great United States of America. Me and you, we think a little bit different than some people. I agree with you, but I wouldn't be far for the mere fact I don't want to hold anybody responsible for something that they didn't do. Now, if we can get a charge for being a piss-poor parent or a sperm donor, then I'd say let's give 5 years for being a sperm donor and not being a true parent. I could go for that, but I don't want to hold anybody responsible for what somebody else did. Do you think?
I think you're right, and I would agree. 5 years, because if I was raised, my mom and dad, if I got in trouble, I got my ass beat.
Well, yeah, but you lived in a white community, and I think they did that in the proud black community. But let me ask you, Mayor, are you a proud white man?
You damn right I am. I'm in the service, and I am very, very proud.
You're not I don't believe you're a racist. I don't believe you hate anybody because of the color of their skin, do you?
No, I do not. I do not. I just believe we should all be treated equal.
You know what, Mayor? You sound just like me. People, the niggers will call me a racist, Mayor, and I want to ask, and I'm not patting myself on the back, isn't it refreshing to get a white, and I appreciate you for not only coming on the air, not only expressing your opinion, but being a proud white man, proud enough to give your name. So I want to salute you, Mayor, because you got more guts in the packing house. But I want to ask you, when do you think the white community is ever going to wise up? And don't you appreciate me being on the air, speaking for the vast majority, the millions of white people who think just like me, because you've been around them, think just like me at the coffee shops, at the restaurants, at the bars, but for whatever reason, gutless or because of a job or a position in society, can't talk the way I talk.
I agree with you 120%.
Well, I like that, Mayor. Hey, Mayor, what are you doing these days? You retired?
I'm sorry?
What are you doing these days? You retired?
Oh, yeah. Enjoying the hell out of it.
Hey, Mayor, you've had a great life. You're a proud member of the white community. I appreciate you calling. And more so than that, think about it, people. Here's a man who's got the guts to express his opinion and give his name. Mayor Lloyd Bush, thank you very much. I sincerely appreciate you and respect you for what you've done and what I'm sure you'll continue to do.
Amen. Thank you, Bob.
Sir, you have a good day. Now, see, there's a proud white man. There's a proud white man who's not a racist, but he's going to stand up for the white community. There's a proud white man, whether you like him or not in Smith and whether you voted for him or not. You got to say, this guy's got guts. Most people will give a phony name. Most white people won't call. I don't take many calls. My show's not call driven. Some shows are, and that's okay. My show's about what I want to say when I want to say it. My show's about enlightening and educating you people and hopefully along the way, entertaining. But I'm going to give you my opinion today and every day. So Mayor Lloyd Bush, the ex-Mayor Smith, and thank you very much for being a stand-up, not only a stand-up white guy, but a stand-up American. Doesn't it piss you off, people? Doesn't it piss you off that you can't say what you want when you want? That's what pisses me off. And that's what I love about my radio show. I come on, I don't need a psychiatrist. This mic is my psychiatrist because I tell them everything that's bothering me. I tell them everything that's on my mind. I tell them everything that I want to get off my chest. And at the end of my show, I'm a lot happier. And I hope at some point in time, you proud white and proud black people can feel the same way I do, because it's a great experience to know that you've got your opinion out there, you've got your belief out there, and nobody can say I'm a racist if they're a realist. Nobody can sit there, after what I've done for the black community, can say I'm a racist. The proud black people know what I'm about, and the niggers do too. We're going to come back, we're going to talk about a couple true niggers, Bruce Franks and Jameel Nasheed. What two greasy, no count, low life, living under the rock, snoot eating, pomade hair wearing, Braden's no good, nigger son of a bitches. And I know they're listening, so call the FCC, call the CIA, you niggers are niggers. And at the end of the day, no matter what happens to me, you two are still gonna be greasy, sleazy niggers. We'll be back right after this break. Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio, and we are always, always very proud to stand tall and preach it loud and proud. We are true Americans. And we are definitely, definitely the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice. Listen to me, people. Voice that I practice every day. Voice of freedom. Welcome back to the dark side. We were going to get on, and I'm going to get on Bruce Franks and Jamil Nasheed on Monday. Don't have enough time because I'm going to play Nigger Hating Me for Chris Rock, the proud black man, and all the proud blacks that hate the niggers, all the whites that hate the niggers. I'm going to dedicate this song to Bruce Franks and to Jamil Nasheed. And, you know, they call the FCC on me 15,000 complaints. They write crap about me. We try to call them. They never return the call. These rotten, cowardly bastards. Hey, come after Bob Romanek. I'm 10 minutes away. I call the president of the NAACP a nigger because he's not a proud black person, because they come after white people. They try to protect their own at any cost. They don't care if they're criminals or not. So that's not a good organization. That's not a organization to help the advancement of colored people. It's to help the advancement of niggers. And I want to help the advancement of niggers to put the bastards in jail. But I get threats every day here at the radio station. But you know what? They never, ever do they leave a return number. So let me tell you bastards one thing, and I'll tell you today and tomorrow. My son's gone. You can kill me, but you can't hurt me. So quit calling, quit threatening. Come get me if you will. You niggers, you guys, sit back, waka flocka. I'm going to ride up on that white boy. He never rode up. He was at Lindenwood 3 weeks ago, and you people at Lindenwood, you white liberal bastards, why don't you move to Nigger Town? Why don't you move to North St. Louis? No, you're so liberal. You want to talk about, oh, yeah, we're for the black community. Well, become part of the black community, you racist, no-good white bastards, you hypocritical liberal son of a bitches. I'm tired of this crap. Hey, for every nigger out there, this song's for you. Nigger hating me. Well, I guess we're not going to get nigger hating me. Never mind. We're not going to get it. It's always par for the course. But we'll go back to Bruce Franks. This man got paid by this slate, this organization. Never worked when he said he worked. I hope the FBI, I know they're investigating it. I hope at some point in time, that they bring this nigger down. It's unbelievable. The crap he can get away with, the crap that Jamil Nasheed, you know, they talk all that racist crap because, see, they're playing to their racist crowd. They're playing to their nigger crowd. Nobody addresses that but Bob Romanek. Their agenda is to come after the white guy. Their agenda is to destroy the white community. My agenda, on the other hand, is to get equal treatment for everybody. And I hope the proud white and proud black understand that. But Jamil Nasheed, the state senator, she's always talking about white people. Well, I've called your office to talk to you, Jamil Nasheed. You don't call me back. I've called you, Bruce Franks, you nigger greasy bastard with tattoos all over his face. You never call me back. But you're badasses, aren't you? President of the NAACP, you never call me back. Come on over here and picket my show. Picket the radio station. I'll have snoots and watermelon for you like I did for Waka Flocka. Now he didn't show up for his reception. But I hope you good people do. Is there any way we can get that? Can't get it, so. All right, people. Hey, we're not going to be here Monday. We're not going to be here Monday because it's President's Day. We could be here, but I want to be lazy on Monday, so we're going to do the worst of. And I do hope everybody, friend and foe, have a safe weekend. And see, I hate my political enemies, but I don't hate their families. I want them to go home to their families. Their families shouldn't suffer for their ass white parents and relatives doing so. Hope everybody has a safe weekend. And as always, let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, let's destroy them before they destroy us. Politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha!
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ.